Number nine.
Budget's going to be fun, Mr. Chair.
With 2011 budget amendment from the interim director of employee benefits, submitting an informational report regarding dependent eligibility audits. This will also be going to finance, and it is informational only.
You are fine.
I'm sorry, are you going to personnel?
Hello.
Mr. Chair, this one is a recurring item. It's been in front of both this committee and personnel a number of times. I'm pleased to be able to report that we have moved forward on the eligibility audit. We published the notice of RFP in the Journal Sentinel on the 27th and 28th. To date, we've received notice from 12 different vendors with a wide range of options that they have an intent to bid. They're required to submit those bids by end of day tomorrow. From that point, we'll be evaluating them and selecting finalists and evaluating the overall scope. After discussions with both committees, we've intentionally kept the RFP very broad and open-ended. To that end, we're looking at vendors who are submitting bids contingent on existing business, contingent on other lines of business, as well as vendors who are just independently bidding for audit purposes only. We'll be reviewing all of them and bringing them back to committee for approval, including approval for scope of the audit itself. One of the more controversial questions with this was whether or not the county would offer an amnesty period in conjunction with this audit. Basically offering the chance for people who may have been in violation of our rules to come clean and get off the plan without any financial or disciplinary penalty from the county. That's still ultimately a scope question that can be addressed when we bring forward the proposed contract or proposed audit resulting from this RFP. At this point, it's not anything that I've taken a position on or that I've given any indication which way we'd have to go. It's entirely at the policymaker's discretion. We'd hope to wrap this up in October, get communications out, and then return before year end to get approval to conduct an audit effective in the first quarter of 2012.
Okay, this is an informational item. Any questions from the committee? Okay, next item.